crude oil-flavored lollipop is moving markets this morning. I'm David Brancaccio. While the rest of the oil producers cartel OPEC is sitting tight, Saudi Arabia says it's going to cut oil production by 1 million barrels next month. It's a bid to boost droopy crude prices. Oil analyst Cornelia Meyer spoke with our colleagues over at the BBC.
They've taken the production cuts that they did, the voluntary cuts that they did in April, and they've extended them through 2024 to give the market some visibility and stability. They're looking at the global economic situation. They're looking at where inflation is, where interest rates are. So they're taking preemptive measures.
Price of crude is up on this news today, but not spectacularly. It's just under $73 a barrel in New York, an increase of 1.7%. The Saudi oil minister called the move a, quote, Saudi lollipop, perhaps a kind of icing on the cake metaphor, building on April's OPEC-wide production cut. To start this week, let's check in with economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Hi.
Good morning.
Well, this big announcement, this lollipop from Saudi Arabia, isn't really knocking oil prices around that much.
No, it's not. There is a response. Oil prices jump on the news, but it really has been the story of the year that oil prices just don't seem to go up.
Can I just say that's weird, right? With the job market this tight and all this inflation because things are too hot. Somehow not really percolating that much into oil prices.
Yeah, I mean, the story of the start of the year was supposed to be that the China reopening would fuel commodity prices, including oil. That reopening has been a disappointment. So maybe that's part of the story. Fears of a recession may be part of the story, but it definitely is a tailwind for global consumers and producers that oil prices are staying this low.
By the way, I understand how it might be a sweet treat, a lollipop, from the oil producer's perspective. Not exactly if it does pop prices a little if you're trying to buy a tank of gas here in America.
Yeah, it's a very odd term to be using for restriction in oil supply, for sure.
Economist Julia Coronado, Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you.
My pleasure.
Mayor of New York, Eric Adams, has signed into law a measure banning employment and housing discrimination based on a person's height or weight. New York now joins a handful of U.S. cities, San Francisco, Madison, Wisconsin, and Urbana, Illinois, along with the states of Michigan and Washington, in adding body size to the list of protected characteristics. But in most places, this type of discrimination remains legal. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Tracy Cox has been a professional opera singer for over a decade. And she's performed with some prestigious companies, like the Metropolitan Opera in New York. Mentors and colleagues convinced her that she needed to be smaller to succeed.
I felt that they were right, that I owed my talent a different body.
Cox came to believe that cruel comments about her appearance, even suggestions that she get weight loss surgery, were just part of the job.
From that point of view of, I'm just trying to help you succeed because this is the reality of the business. But the fact of the matter is that I was at work being really blatantly stigmatized.
She understands now that she was working in a hostile environment. But at the time in New York City, discrimination based on body size was perfectly legal.
Culturally, we still tend to view size discrimination as the fault of the individual fat person.
Natalie Boero is a sociologist at San Jose State University. She says that misconception that people are in control of the size of their bodies gets used to justify all sorts of discrimination.
That fat people are paid less, that fat people are hired less often, that fat people are less likely to have jobs that provide benefits like retirement.
And when you add all those disadvantages up over a lifetime,
you see a huge economic impact for larger people.
bans against body size discrimination at least give victims some legal recourse. Tigris Osborne is with the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance.
What we actually want to see is people not needing to file those complaints because employers and landlords and people who make decisions about public spaces are now incentivized to do the right thing in the first place.
And to employers and landlords who fear expensive lawsuits under new protections,
I also think people should be looking at all the money that they are leaving on the table because they are excluding or ignoring fat people.
And all the talent. Tracy Cox has a successful opera career, but she knows many other performers who've left the business rather than be bullied.
Fat artists are being traumatized by this industry, literally traumatized.
She hopes the changing legal landscape in New York, home to the largest opera company in North America, will make the whole industry safer for those singers. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
At its big software developers conference in Cupertino, California, later today, Apple could announce a headset for experiencing reality mixed with virtual reality. Among the many predictions, the thing might respond to hand gestures so you don't have to use a controller box and might cost around $500. You can imagine a surgeon wearing one of these to use augmented reality to do extra precision work, but whether the world is ready for the fashion statement of a dork-tastic rig on your head remains to be seen. I thought the Apple EarPods looked like matching cigarette butts, but you bought them, so who knows? I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. 8 p.m., American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.